be studied. This discussion should be ended immediately.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. My man Trump is right. How is this commission just going to investigate January 6th when there's so much other shit to figure out, huh? Like, what happened in Portland? Who killed Tupac and Biggie? Who's the monster who created Jorts? The people need to know. But seriously though, is Trump really trying to all riots matter this commission? I mean, look, I'm not surprised that the GOP's leaders are trying to derail this thing. You know, investigating the insurrection means the Republican Party would have to take a good hard look at itself. And if I was Mitch McConnell, looking at myself is the last thing I'd want to do.
The New York's Attorney General's office has informed Donald Trump that his organization is now under criminal investigation by the state of New York. I'll hold for applause. This is previously a civil matter. It began after Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, testified that Trump had inflated the value of his properties to get better loans and then undervalued them when it came to filing taxes. And of course, you know, it's not like Donald Trump to cheat, but I guess they had to check it out. And they're looking now at bank fraud, tax fraud, insurance fraud, starting to look like the guy who ran a fraudulent charitable foundation and a fraudulent university might be a fraud. So they say Trump could potentially get extradited from Florida to New York. If he does end up in prison, I really think we should give him Twitter back. I don't know about you, but I want to know what everything that goes on in there, right? I'd pay for that. This ends with a police chase, too, right? OJ style? Either that or this will be the 37th crime he gets away with.
I can do what I want.
I'll be able to do whatever I want.
I can do what I want.
I can do what I want to do.
I can do whatever I want.
I can do whatever I want.
I would love to do whatever I want to do.
I have the right to do whatever I want.
I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do.
I can do whatever I want.
I can do. I'll do whatever I want.
Yeah, save it for the warden, my friend. This is, I tell you what, there's no greater divide between anyone's future than Donald Trump. In 2025, he could either be president again or trading cigarettes for face bronzer. You don't know. Trump sat for an interview with OAN, and you're not going to believe this. He's still whining about the election.
There was an expression that I've heard that you've heard for many years. The vote counter is far more important than the politician or the person running for office. And that was the case in this instance for the presidential election. Very sad that this could happen. It was a third world election.
Well, it looks like a lot of that may well be uncovered very shortly.
It's being uncovered now.
Hopefully we'd see that.
And it'd be nice if the papers would report it, but they don't want to do that.
Yeah, I like that reporter. She talks to him like she's a nurse at a mental institution. A lot of that may be uncovered shortly. Hopefully we'll see that. All this nonsense, all this division and anger and mistrust, it's all because one guy's ego is so out of control, he can't deal with the fact that he lost an election. Trump did that interview with OAN because even Fox and Newsmax are scared to keep going down this election fraud road. Fox News right now is asking a court to dismiss a $1.6 billion lawsuit that was filed against them by Dominion Voting Systems. They claim they were just reporting the news. They say they were covering both sides of this vigorous election dispute. That's their quote, right? They were equally covering the true side and the false side. They weren't lying. They were just amplifying someone else's lie to their massive audience without ever admitting that it was a lie. It's amazing how creative you become when you're getting sued for $1 billion. Fox told Dominion, they said, if you want $1.6 billion, you're going to have to sue us for sexual harassment like everybody else. Get to the back of the line. So the House voted today to create an independent commission to look into the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Basically, the House wanted to create a commission to look into what we all saw happen with our own eyes. Not surprisingly, Republican leaders in Congress are against this idea. Some of them are worried that if we investigate what happened on the 6th, they might have to plead the 5th. So 35 Republicans broke ranks to vote for the commission. 175 did not. Keep in mind, the topic is people who broke into their workplace and endangered them. They don't want that investigated. Mike Pence's own brother voted against investigating why an angry mob came to kill his sibling.
Everyone can see we're related by our snow. The man.
vice sports president.
And now the measure goes to the Senate, where it's not too likely to pass, largely thanks to this smug son of a Mitch.
Now, Mr. President, one final matter. After careful consideration, I've made the decision to oppose the House Democrats' slanted and unbalanced proposal for another commission to study the events of January the 6th.
An unbalanced proposal. It was evenly split on both sides. You know what's unbalanced? The guy who started the riot, the guy whose ass you kissed for 4 years. This is a bipartisan initiative. So the other character, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, also opposes an investigation for the same reason the flying monkeys oppose looking into who took the ruby slippers. He doesn't want to have to answer questions about that phone call he had with Donald Trump as he was cowering and people were beating the doors down. Republicans say a commission should only be established if it can investigate other protests, including the racial justice demonstrations last summer following the murder of George Floyd. Right. Good thinking. There's got to be some way to blame black people for this. And you found it. Some of these guys are also saying they want to move on and not rehash the past. Right. When a violent mob attacked our embassy in Benghazi, Republicans in Congress investigated it 8 times. A violent mob attacks the U.S. Capitol. They're like, tourists, what are you going to do? Tim Ryan of Ohio made quite an impression in the House today. He looked around at his Republican colleagues who were there with him while the doors were being kicked in with total and passionate disbelief.
To the other 90% of our friends on the other side of the aisle, holy cow, incoherence. No idea what you're talking about. Benghazi, you guys chased the former Secretary of State all over the country, spent millions of dollars. We have people scaling the Capitol, hitting the Capitol Police with lead pipes across the head, and we can't get bipartisanship. What else has to happen in this country? Cops, this is a slap in the face to every rank and file cop in the United States. If we're going to take on China, if we're going to rebuild the country, if we're going to reverse climate change, we need two political parties in this country that are both living in reality, and you ain't one of them.
You tell him, Tim. Wow. That was... Unfortunately, he was speaking to an empty room. Everyone had left for dinner.
No. So Washington Post has just broken a bombshell of a news report. I'm going to read from the Washington Post account. Manhattan's district attorney has convened the grand jury to hear evidence and weigh potential charges in the Trump investigation. The grand jury is expected to decide whether to indict former President Donald Trump, other executives at his company, or the business itself should prosecutors present the panel with criminal charges, according to two people familiar with the development.
For viewers keeping track, because Donald Trump has a lot of different legal problems, this is not SDNY, the feds. This is the local prosecutors, which have maximum autonomy. They have nothing to do with the federal government. It's the New York Attorney General and the New York DA. It's Harvey Dent, for those who are using the Batman lens.
We are tonight's entertainment. I only have one question. Where is Harvey Dent?
All right! All right!
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Yeah, for some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
Thank you.
ESG with Erase You on WGXC. This is 2018 new music from Jill and the Abscess of Doubt.
Who? No!
No, out, 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 no, out. Wish you could stay in the button. She was not suffering. Imagine!
That was Unrest with I Do Believe You Are Blushing from their 1992 album Imperial FRRR on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Waveform, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune into transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
get cut out. They don't wanna hear about it. It's only inches on the reel to reel. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is the sound of salvation.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra, Catskill, Hudson, Athens, Germantown, Chatham, Coxsackie, hands-on community radio for Green and Columbia counties.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to art and discussion. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to up and down. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to purple and green. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to the planet. Listen to ladies and dumplings. Listen to books. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to bath time and nap time. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to stars and stripes. Listen to Texas and listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeple. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Listen to clouds and leaves, bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
At last, a do-it-yourself fallout shelter from
Survival.
A shelter that will adequately protect you and your family from the devastating effects of
nuclear fallout and falling debris.
A Survival shelter is engineered and designed for simple assembly, takes just a weekend's time, and is civil defense approved.
Survival basement type shelters are FHA approved. No money down, up to 5 years to pay.
Learn how easy it is to assemble a Survival do-it-yourself fallout shelter today.
The time is now. Protect your family against atomic attack and deadly nuclear fallout. See a Survival shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Professor Trixie von Mothersbaugh of Catskill, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty! Or give me death!
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.
100 years after the Tulsa race massacre, reparations are long overdue. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. 100 years ago, Tulsa, Oklahoma's thriving African-American neighborhood of Greenwood, known as Black Wall Street for its concentration of successful Black-owned businesses, was burned to the ground by a white mob. The violence grew from a confrontation at the Tulsa courthouse where whites had been massing to abduct and lynch a jailed African-American man who'd been wrongfully accused of assaulting a white woman. Black residents of Greenwood arrived to stop the lynching. Gunshots erupted, after which the white mob set upon Greenwood for 18 hours of mass murder, arson, and looting that would become known as the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre. An estimated 300 African Americans were killed, over 1,000 injured. 10,000 were left homeless as the racist mob, some of them deputized and armed by Tulsa law enforcement, along with members of the Ku Klux Klan, terrorized the black population. Airplanes were used to drop dynamite and crude incendiary bombs on Greenwood, ultimately burning over 35 city blocks. Over 1,250 homes were destroyed, along with countless businesses. The actual number of dead will never be known, as bodies were tossed into mass graves or thrown in the river. The 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre was one of the single greatest acts of racist terrorism in U.S. history. Whites in Tulsa actively suppressed the truth, and African Americans were intimidated into silence. Efforts in recent decades to restore the horrific event to its rightful place in U.S. history are having an impact, and this centenary should at last secure it in our school and college curricula and in our collective consciousness. This 100th anniversary falls just a week after the first anniversary of the police murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The two dates fall on a timeline of terror that we as a society can no longer tolerate. Recently, a House Judiciary Subcommittee convened in Washington, D.C. to address the ongoing impacts of the Tulsa Massacre. One speaker was Viola Fletcher, an African-American woman who, proud and alert at the age of 107, is the oldest living survivor of the massacre.
I will never forget the violence of the white mob when we left our home. I still see black men seeing being shot, black bodies lying in the street. I still smell smoke and see fire. I still see black businesses being burned. I still hear airplanes flying overhead. I hear the screams. I have lived through the massacre every day.
Viola Fletcher continued explaining the impact the massacre had on her life.
When my family was forced to leave Tulsa, I lost my chance of an education. I never finished school past the fourth grade. I have never made much money in my country. State and city took a lot from me. Despite this, I spent time supporting the war effort in the shipyards of California. But most of my life, I was a domestic worker serving white families. I never made much money, but to this day, I can barely afford my everyday needs.
The two other known survivors of the massacre also testified. Fletcher's brother, Hughes Van Ellis, now 100, and Lessie Benningfield, mother Randall, at 106, told the subcommittee,
I have lived much of my life poor, by opportunities. My opportunities were taken from me. Taken from me and my community. North Tulsa, Black Tulsa is still messed up today. They didn't rebuild it. They sure did. It's empty. It's a ghetto.
Greenwood and Black Wall Street demonstrated that descendants of enslaved people could thrive if only given the chance. Fleeing post-Reconstruction white supremacist violence in the Deep South, they were able to access land in Oklahoma, forming over a dozen black towns by the beginning of the 20th century. When Oklahoma became a state in 1907, the first law it passed was to enforce segregation in all rail travel. More racist Jim Crow laws followed. Despite this, Greenwood grew into a prosperous hub of African-American success, allowing people only a generation distant from slavery to build businesses and accumulate wealth. A 2019 Human Rights Watch analysis found that the black poverty rate in Tulsa is 34%, almost three times that of whites, and even higher in North Tulsa, where Greenwood is located.
At the end of this experience, no white person was convicted of an offense related to killing people or destroying the property in the Greenwood District. None.
That's author Hannibal Johnson. speaking in Tulsa Burning, a new History Channel documentary about the massacre directed by Stanley Nelson and executive produced by basketball star Russell Westbrook, who played for years for the Oklahoma City Thunder. The brick foundation of the Vernon AME Church on Greenwood Avenue is the only surviving structure from before the 1921 massacre. Efforts continue to locate the mass graves. The Tulsa Race Massacre began on May 31, 1921, a century ago. Reparations are long overdue. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes?
Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the holiday weekend. Well, on Saturday, rain is likely, mainly before 9 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 52 degrees. There'll be a slight chance of rain on Saturday night before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 43 degrees. A chance of rain again on Sunday, mainly after 8 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 58 degrees. And on Sunday night, a chance of showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 46 degrees. And on Monday, Memorial Day, mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. And Monday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 50 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
Next, we hear from Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, performing at WGXC's 10th anniversary event, May 26, 2021, at the Greenville Drive-In in Greene County. Here he does 10 songs in 10 minutes.
Buy more stock in roses, millionaires will always woo. Don't be shocked if roses make a millionaire of you.
Fulfilled. I am off to see the castles of America. I've got the Silver Line, I've heard the call. I will bring my friends Hilario and Erica in a 2-year whirlwind tour. We'll see them all. Billions laughed and no one cried the day the politicians died. Celebration spread worldwide the day the politicians died. Even their own mothers, their own husbands and wives said, now all men are brothers, let's get on with our lives. Billions laughed and no one cried the day the politicians.
Single man, and I'm on fire tonight.
says hello, and I would be lying if I didn't mention she was crying. She says hello, at least I think so. We both have had too much to drink, so anyway, she says hello. Let's just say she says hello. Top of my head. It's called Song of the Ant. This is my last song. It contains a word you're not supposed to say on the radio. I'm going to say it anyway. How fucking romantic. All the stars are out, twinkling, 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 and fluttering about. What a tacky sunset, what a vulgar moon. Play another charming Rodgers and Hart tune. How fucking romantic must we really waltz? Drag another cliche howling from the vaults. Love you obviously, like you really care. Even though you treat me like a dancing bear. Toss your bear a goldfish as it cycles by. Don't forget to feed your there or it'll die. Thank you.
That was Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields performing 10 songs in 10 minutes at WGXC's 10th anniversary event, May 26, 2021, at the Greenville Drive-In in Greene County.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2,
really alone. Hey, look at this, little special tricks cutting right through the bone. Every room is a test we'll never see. Every room is a place to be.
Can't tell my little thing, jump on a moving train, keep all the flavors inside. In the matrix of I know resistance, I bury the ugly surprise. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2,
not really a